Right now, the government has a new law in before Parliament, a new bill. It's called the Antisocial Behaviour, Crime and Policing Bill. And under Clause 1, it will make a criminal offence for someone to cause a nuisance or annoyance to another person. And if they break an injunction against that, they'll be liable to imprisonment. Now, what constitutes a nuisance or annoyance is not defined in the law. And that is very, very worrying because, you know, playing, you know, music that someone doesn't like could be annoying. Protesting against Scientology could be very annoying to Scientologists. You know, campaigning outside a bank about, you know, banks evading their proper moral and ethical and economic responsibility to pay proper tax, that could be annoying to the bank. This is just symptomatic of the drip, drip, drip corrosion of the right to protest that's been going on for a very long time. I think back to the Public Order Act of 1986. We were told it was originally intended to crack down on football hooligans and people who indulged in violent, riotous behavior. Very soon after the Public Order Act was passed in 1986, it became almost entirely used to clamp down on peaceful, nonviolent protests. And people were arrested for all kinds of reasons. Even people who weren't protesting, Christian street preachers who were preaching in the street were arrested under this law.
But Peter, there is also a fear, and it's a fear that I've seen when I visited the anti-capitalist protest at St. Paul's or the Democracy Village at Parliament Square, is that it's as if the government, and possibly the news, some of the newspapers as well, have started to turn people against each other. So the protester is looked upon as this uncouth, unwashed student layabout who doesn't have a job and should be out working and not wasting time protesting and wasting police time. I mean, this is this new rhetoric which I fear is going to get us into an awful lot of trouble.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've got to remember that protest is the lifeblood of a democracy. You know, in North Korea, they don't have protests. And why? Because it is a very authoritarian regime. Protest is a way in which we hold governments to account, which we challenge those in power in between elections. And, you know, without protest, you know, we become a shadow of a democracy. And I think it's really important that even people I disagree with, I think it's really important that they protest to express their point of view and have their point of view heard. That's what democracy is all about. Even if you don't agree with the protest, the fact that people are concerned and passionate, engaged and involved, that is really good. That's a strength of democracy. It's a sign of a healthy democracy,